Hey, I'm Veronica.
Hey, I'm Casey, and we are so excited that you are here with us on the Thriving Mompreneurs podcast.
Yes, motherhood comes with so many different stages, and each stage looks a little different than the one before. Here, you will find perspectives, tools, and advice on a mama in the toddler stages and in the teenage stages and anything in between. So if you can relate to either of those, you are in for a treat.
Are you a professional multitasker? Well, turns out it is possible, and we are experts at juggling all the things. Do you find yourself waiting for this mom and business thing to get better? Are you ready to start feeling excited for every day? What would you be able to do if you were energized and present in your home and in your business?
We have been there too. Mom guilt, the mental load, exhaustion, you name it, we've been there. And the truth is, being a mompreneur is hard work, and that's okay. It wasn't until we started working on ourselves from the inside out that we started to see major shifts in our lives. You can thrive in every stage of motherhood and business, and we are going to do it together.
Each week on this podcast, you will learn how to turn your mind and body into your greatest asset. You will feel seen and heard, getting to know other hardworking mompreneurs, and you will get tangible tools on how to implement changes immediately to create harmony in your mind, body, business, and home. Let's dive in. It seems like from the moment that you get that positive pregnancy test, people love to give motherhood advice. Do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. But the thing about that kind of advice in motherhood is that it's all about what people think kids need to be taught. Lessons learned, right? Well, in this episode, we aren't giving parenting advice or motherhood tips, but we do think there are a few things your kids do need to see, and it has a lot more to do with your happiness than theirs. And the best part, when you prioritize your own happiness, it's super contagious for everyone else in the house too. So let's chat about it today.
Yes, but first, we want to welcome you to join us in our growing private community, the Thriving Mompreneurs, where you can stay connected with Casey and I, but we also want you to connect with more driven, business, and family-minded women. So hop over to the link in the show notes, join us there, and check out the resources we have for you. Leave a comment and tell us what topics you'd like to hear or what you'd like to know more about in 2024.
Awesome. So yeah, this was a topic that was something that was top of mind for me, and I kind of brought it to the table because I was feeling the pressure to be or do certain things, and it got me thinking around, what do my kids see? What are they picking up, you know, when I'm not paying attention? You know what I mean? And so today we're going to talk about five things that your kiddos need to see you doing this week. And it's not your grandma's advice, guys. We're talking about the things that make you feel fulfilled, and they seriously impact the way your children prioritize their own happiness. They're learning those lessons from seeing you. And the first one that I want to talk about, I'm very passionate about this topic, is prioritizing your health. And that's a global term that can mean a lot of different things. You're talking about physical, you're talking about spiritual, you're talking about mental health. All of those things are super important. But when your kids, and you tell me if you agree, Veronica, I mean, I'm sure that we've left this conversation to happen on air so that it's a bit more organic. And so let me know if you agree, but I just think it's one of the biggest lessons you can teach to your kids is when they see you caring for yourself, they learn how to prioritize and care for themselves too.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think the only thing is that in my journey through health is I think that the mental and spiritual aspect of health is like the most important thing. Because I feel like I've been around a lot of people who prioritize their physical health and they're still like not doing great. They're still like, it's almost like they have to do this. Like they really want to take care of themselves. And so it becomes this like really structured, like I work out at this time every single day, even if I don't have any sleep. And it's like, but what about the other parts too? So I always like to mention the other parts because I feel like they're often forgotten. But I mean, there's so many times that I've had like quiet time around my toddler and she's just kind of watching me do that. And I think that's just as profound, if not more, than having your kid join you in that, you know, for walks and things like that too.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that there's something to be said for them, you know, seeing me be you know, consistently work out in the morning, but there's also a lot to be said for them seeing me say, you know what? Like, I usually work out in the morning, guys, but I just didn't sleep well last night. And so I'm just choosing to do this other thing today. You know what I mean? And I'm very chatty. So they tend to see me like verbalize the thought process a lot when I'm decision making. I don't know if that's helping them. I tell myself that it is. but yeah, I think it's really important for them to just see you prioritizing yourself. Because I think as women in today's society, specifically as moms, it's, you know, you end up in this like hustle culture of like do, do, do and be, be, be for everyone else but yourself. And I think it's important to just have them see that you're important too, you know, and I actually verbalize that. I think I've said that to you before here somewhere in the podcast is, you know, I'll say to them, like, I'm a human too, guys. I have needs. you know, I'm not just your mom. Yeah. I'm not just, you know, dad's wife or whatever. So anyway.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think there's also too of just like modeling the, I don't know. I feel like dads just don't. At least in our dynamic and like my family members, they just don't take on the mom role. I mean, I guess the parenting role like moms do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to model that to, you know, we have one daughter and then whatever, we have a baby on the way too. So whatever, yay, girl or boy. Yeah. I think that it's really good to show them, you know, not only is my daughter watching as maybe a one day mom someday, but then if we have a son, like that person is watching as how to help, or like it would be normal when they go into a relationship to have their significant other work out and, you know, meditate and like do all those things. And it's just like making it a normal part of life so that when they get out into the world, it's like they almost know what to look for in a partner. Like, you know, I would hope that they would also find someone who would want those same things for themselves in a partner who's hopefully like, you know, healthy all around.
Yeah. I think just to piggyback on that point, I have a daughter and a son, and, you know, I speak the same kind of to both of them in some respects, you know, I'm talking about taking care of yourself as a woman to my daughter, and to my son, I'm talking about being a good partner to a woman. Do you know what I mean? I talk to him about his own body, of course, but that's a different conversation than with my daughter. And with him, I'm also building him up, hopefully, to be a good partner in relationship. Like, you know, sometimes dad cooks dinner because mom needs to do whatever, or is it, you know, I work long hours and dad does this thing or that thing. In our household, the roles kind of, because of the hours that we work as a nurse and a fireman, the roles are very fluid. Everybody's doing everything here. Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So they get to see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so also just like speaking of, you know, your careers and things like that, I feel like there is this big shift in society of women having not just careers, but things that like businesses that make them happy, that like almost like give them a purpose. And so really not having so much guilt when you're doing that said business or career, and almost like trying to bring that happiness that your business brings you into your home too. So how would you say that? I mean, both of us being very multi-passionate and doing lots of things.
Yeah.
How would you say that you kind of do that, you know, like have your business be something that fuels your life instead of draining it?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely something I've had to work on over the last few years for sure. And I'm still kind of figuring out, truth be told, but I mean, I do talk to my kids a lot about it. So the second thing we want to talk today about is just taking pride in your business. So I talk to my kids about my business, both our real estate stuff and my coaching and my nursing job for that matter. I talk to them about all of it. And I bring them in like to the challenges that come and the happy moments. They celebrate me. My son specifically celebrates me. He's probably my biggest fan.
I remember
actually
saying that. I love it.
He's so cute. So I bring them into those things and I tell them why I'm choosing to do certain things. And, you know, even right now, like while we're recording, my son has a friend over and I'm, you know, I was able to say, hey, I'm, you know, you guys do your thing. Mom's going to go do this podcast recording real quick. And then I'll be like available for you guys and, you know, we'll do dinner or whatever. So I like to involve them in what I'm doing in some ways. Do you know what I mean? Because then I feel like they have a stake in it. They see what I'm doing and why I feel certain ways about different things, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. How about you?
I feel like it's a little a little different with the two-year-old because like she doesn't really understand when mommy has to work that kind of thing. So I feel like there are times when she's just kind of doing her own thing and I'm like, listen, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes or so if she'll allow me to do that. And we kind of almost have like independent play separated where like she'll go off and like color or play with something until she comes over and then she'll want attention. And I can always tell because she always like tries to shut my computer or like sit in front of my computer or something like that. She's very blatant with what she wants.
Yeah.
And so just like setting that boundary of like, okay, if you build this two more times, I'll be done. And I'll wrap up. So I think it's just like having kind of like similar, that fluid conversation of like, okay, you know, like I'm doing this right now and then I will attend to you and your needs after that. It's like I said, it's a little, I get less chunks of time with her, but I still think it's important for her to know that like, just because you want attention, I'm not just going to drop what I'm doing. Like, this is important too, and you're important. And so just give me a few minutes and then I will, you know, play with you like I normally do. So,
yeah. I mean, and I think they're learning by seeing you take pride in the work that you're doing. They're learning to take pride in the work that they're doing too. And I mean, I think, you know, when my kids were your kids' age, like they didn't understand me going to the hospital for full days. You know, honestly, I think one of my kids told the preschool teacher when she asked her what I did, she said, I poke people with needles. I'm like, I don't think that's what I do. Let's have another conversation about what I do at work. Okay. But I think, you know, just having that conversation, I think will build over their lifetime, right? I mean, you're starting small, of course, and then it builds over their lifetime by the time that they're grown, they've seen you going at things that you love for decades. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And she is, the things that she repeats and sees us do and then starts to like incorporate in her like playtime or just like, it's just crazy how much they really are absorbing. And I imagine it stays that way. They just maybe become a little less verbal about it.
Yeah.
And so it really does make an impact to just model what you want out of your life, including your business, including your family time, because they're basically taking notes the entire time.
Every single day, all day long. And the third thing we wanted to talk about today, number three, is something that, you know, I think a lot about, and I have to, because I'm such a verbal processor, I'm an external processor, I have to really rein myself in and get focused on, explicitly for me and the way that my head works. And that is specifically showing an interest in their thoughts. So what that looks like to me is, you know, this week, for instance, is a vacation week and from school, you know, for the kids. And instead of just planning a bunch of stuff to do, you know, I sat down with each of the kids and I'm like, what do you want to do this week? What looks interesting to you? I have these ideas. Does any of that interest you? No, this one doesn't. This one does. Cool. And so we involve them in, you know, we're planning our vacation for the end of the summer. It's like, what do you want to see when we're out, you know, in the Midwest? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, let's sit down and look at some things and make choices. And so really involving them in planning the things that we do and then separately asking about their feelings about stuff. Like we'll sit at the table and for dinner, we eat dinner most nights together. And just the conversations that are had are so interesting. You know, my kids are a little older than yours. And so, you know, they're learning, for instance, like politics in school, like history, you know, turns into like what's happening currently and stuff. And it's just so interesting to hear their point of view, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's obviously very different because our topics are not as like maybe profound, but I like doing the same thing with my toddler. And the things that she comes up with and just like the creativity that she has right now, I feel like there's so many, I mean, even like family members think it's silly how I talk to her. Cause I literally talk to her like she's an adult, honestly. I'm raising this toddler to be an adult. And so that's how I interact with her. And just the things that she says and does, I learn something new about life in general from her every day. I mean, just her perspective and her excitement about things is just, so yeah, I would just encourage, I think no matter what age your kids are, whether you have teenagers like Casey or, you know, a toddler or anything in between, like you would be, if you just sit there and take the time to ask, you're going to be so surprised at what they just the information they have for you.
Yeah, I think this week it was interesting. My husband took my daughter somewhere and they were seeing this like music show at the planetarium, and they had walked around this like science museum or whatever. And my husband's like, yeah, my daughter said to me, she's like, yeah, dad was so surprised at how much I knew about space. And I'm like, well, I mean, he doesn't really pay attention sometimes to like what you learn at school. So like, you know, he doesn't know exactly what you're learning or whatever. And she's like, Mom, I didn't learn that at school. I learned that on my own time. And I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? I was like, so you have an interest in space? And it started this like whole like, you know, conversation around like her interest in science and like what she's Googling when she has free time and, you know, all of that. And it just, it's a conversation that would have been missed, and a little detail about my daughter that I would have missed if I wasn't like checking in with her on how she found this experience that she had had with her dad, you know?
Yeah. I think as moms, or at least for me sometimes, if I'm not checking this part of my areas, like we are so intuitive about their needs sometimes. Like we know a lot about them just automatically, you know, like when they need something. And so we forget that there's also parts of them that we don't know yet. Like this is a whole human that's going to go off and be on their own one day. And so there's like that constant dynamic of like, yes, I do know what's best most of the time, but I do still want to know who you are and who you're becoming. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is to start that so young. I mean, like I said, she just turned two, and I still am blown away by the things that she does. So
yeah, my daughter at that age was also an external processor like myself, whereas now she's teenagery, like closed off, you know. But at the time, you could physically see the wheels turning in her little head. She, because everything was happening on the outside, you know. It's like, I used to write a lot of it on my Facebook page. I'd be like little conversations, you know, that I had with Annalise. And so now they come up as memories, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like just looking back at you could just see the little things, you know, that she was like, yes, of course we don't do this because of that, you know? And it's like, she was like explaining it to herself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cute. Very cute.
I love it. And kind of like transitioning again into our point number four, which is dating your spouse. And that's probably a weird transition point, but I think it still goes to show, like, no matter how long you're with someone, there's still so much to learn and know about that person. And I think that applies to your spouse, too. And so when it comes to, like, dating your spouse and keeping that also alive, that relationship alive, I think coming at that, at your relationship, too, with curiosity of, like, I saw something on some Facebook mom group who, she was like, we've been together for 7 years. We've been, you know, we're parents now. We talk all day. Like, there's nothing else that I can learn about my husband. And I was just so shocked to see that, because, like, I don't think I could ever know all the things about my husband. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think always just realizing that there's so much more to learn about someone, because you change. I mean, just like when you become a mother, I mean, even the way I think now is different. And I'm sure that's the same thing for Grant. So like, trying to see how his new perspective on things, and just learning and getting back and forth too, is so important no matter how old your kids are.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the same, I was, as you were talking, I was coming to the same point in my head around, you're constantly evolving and so is your spouse. So like, you're not only learning about them through, you know, we're calling it dating, but I mean, essentially, like, continuously engaging in the relationship in a positive way is really what we're talking about. And, you know, that's going to look different at different stages. It might be more at home. It might be more going out. It might be, maybe you're lucky and you get to like go on a vacation alone with your spouse. Like, it can look like whatever you want it to look like. You know, I'm a homebody. I like to sit at home. I actually had a conversation with my husband today, because he's at the firehouse today. And he called to tell me he can't wait to watch a show with me tomorrow. And I'm like, this is, you know, because we haven't seen each other in a few days. And as far as, you know, having that's what we like to do, is intentional time where we sit in the evening and we, even if it's just like cuddling on the couch and watching TV, it's like a time where we like chill out. And, you know, I think you can be getting to know someone their whole life, including your kids. But in this case, we're talking about your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find that, I mean, I'm always using like from the lens of like, my daughter is two, we're about to be in the newborn stage again. And so a lot of the times the feedback we hear from people is just like, just get through it. You know, like power through, you'll eventually reconnect again. And it's like, no, there's so many opportunities. And I mean, maybe that works for some people, but I just can't imagine just like completely neglecting a relationship for the next, like, I don't know, 10 years. I don't know how long this is going to be.
I don't know, but I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Foreseeable future. Yeah. And waiting to do it all then, like, you at some point, you kind of have to almost like force it to the point where it is kind of weird. I mean, like I said, I've scheduled some things in my calendar that I was like, I can't believe I'm putting this in here. But yeah. It's like that intentionality that you need to get through these seasons is honestly sometimes, I think, more important than, you know, any other time. Like when your life is the most chaotic is when you need to connect with your significant other the most. Because those are the parts of each other that you can lose during those times.
Yeah, for sure. And like in our house, you know, I've shared, we run multiple businesses, and the real estate stuff we do together. So there's sometimes conflict there. There's a lot of talking that has to happen. There's a lot of communicating. So that can be good. It can be bad. And it's just something that, like, intentionally making your relationship what you want it to be is really important.
Yeah. And something that is so good for your children to see too. I know this whole episode is about what they should see. And so by modeling that in your relationship, I mean, how awesome would it be to just model that healthy relationship in every stage of life? I think that would be beneficial for everyone, honestly.
Yeah. And in this, you know, my oldest has their first, you know, relationship happening right now. And so it's been something that, like, is in the forefront of my mind, because it's like, what I tolerate in the relationship with her father is what she's learning or learned or whatever, you know, however you want to look at it, to tolerate in a relationship with another person. And it's like, oh, I have to be really careful about, you know, what I do and don't say. And, like, you know, not that I'm like, you know, my husband's some terrible person. He's not. But, you know, when you live with somebody, there's conflict, right? So I'm teaching her how she respects herself, how she, you know, resolves conflict with another person. Like, all of these things they learn by watching you interact as a couple, you know, with your significant other.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. And the last one we wanted to talk about today was prioritizing family time. So they need to see, in my opinion, they need to see that they are a top priority. It doesn't mean, for me anyway, and perhaps Veronica, you can speak to your viewpoint on this, but it doesn't mean that I drop everything every time my kids need something, because I don't necessarily think that that's the best. You know, I had a parent who was a bit of a martyr, like, I'm doing all the things for you, and so therefore you have to love me the most, you know. And that doesn't really serve, I don't think.
No, yes.
So I found myself going down that path with them because it was what I had seen and it was very natural. And it has taken a lot for me to open up that dialogue and that conversation with them around family time is super important. And it goes on the calendar every week. We do things as a family all the time together. But there's also times when, like, you know, the other things that we talked about, they need to see me prioritizing myself as well. So I want them to understand that there is a balance there. You know what I mean? There's multiple things happening in life at any given time.
Yeah. I mean, even just like you said, they're a top priority, not the only priority.
Yeah.
And it's funny you said that, because I had one parent who, like, worked their entire lives away. And then I had another parent who gave everything to us. And we had both dynamics of, like, okay, either we're like, suffocating in mom's love, or you know. And so just things like that, of like, just like you said, almost like having that boundary and not losing yourself in motherhood and not losing yourself in work either. It's like having the balance to have everything in your calendar, especially that family time, and making sure, like you said, I think you said that perfectly, it's a top priority, it's not the only priority. And I think that just honestly puts a really nice bow on the conversation, because it really does show that other things matter, but so do you. And so I'm putting in my calendar and prioritizing time together so that, you know, I can take that time to get to know you and your thoughts, and take that time to just, like, cherish these moments that we have together.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So just to kind of, I mean, I just wanted to do a little recap of the five things that we feel like your kiddos need to see you doing this week and every week for that matter. Number one, prioritizing your health. You know, they're learning how to take care of themselves by seeing you take care of yourself. Number two, taking pride in your business or your job, whatever, you know, if you're a working mom outside of the home, like whatever that looks like for you, but taking pride in the work that you do and that you bring to the world. Number three, showing an interest in them and their thoughts and what they think. And, you know, you might be surprised. I've definitely had my thoughts changed by one of my kids sharing their opinion on something. And I'm like, you know what? Never thought of that before. Yeah. Right. Number four, dating your spouse. They should see you. They're learning how to be in relationship as grownups by seeing you in a relationship. On a day-to-day basis, they are paying attention to way more than you think. You know, my kids come up with weird things that they've seen us do all the time. I'm like, ooh, I didn't know you were paying attention to that. And number five, prioritizing family time. It should be top of mind to, you know, do what you can, whatever your life looks like, whether that's eating dinner every day or breakfast every day, if that works, or going on walks after dinner, whatever that looks like for you, but prioritizing in the family time and making sure that they know that that's what you're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, just like being fulfilled as a person so that your kids know how to do the same thing too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And when you are fulfilled as a person, your kids learn how to be more fulfilled and happy, and they go out into the world and create more of that everywhere they go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. Yeah, totally.
I love it.
So, question of the day. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
This is an easy one.
This one's a little mellow, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like it's an easy one. I am more interested in A, people, B, places, or C, things.
I would say, I'm going to say people. Because I think it, even to this day, like when I see people driving in their cars, I'm like, wow, that person has a whole life that I have no idea about. And yeah. So I think I just, I'm always thinking about like people and their stories. And just like the, like when you get to meet someone and they tell you like a little bit of their story and you're like, wow, I had no idea. You know, like I sat next to you this whole time and had no idea you were doing all that stuff. So
yeah,
I would say people.
Yeah. So we finally have an answer that's different. I'm going to say places, actually.
I figured.
I have, since I was probably my daughter's age, had a world map up somewhere in my space. When I lived at home, I had it. When I moved out into my own apartment, I had it. I actually just found a picture of the like time when I met my husband, and I had this big world map on the wall. And my kids were like, oh my God, you guys are so weird. Why are you just so young looking? I'm like, I know. But anyway, I had this map on my wall, and I used to mark on it all the places I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I was like a teenager. So I did not do a ton of traveling, but now we're finally in a better, like, you know, you have to have the time, you have to have the finances. There's all these reasons. And right now we're able to do a little bit more traveling and we're able to show our kids like cool places. So last year we went to some national parks. This year we're going to do Yellowstone and the Tetons. And so it's very exciting to be able to see places. Yeah. Yeah. It's very exciting. There's so many cool places in the world, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. Join us next week where we are going to talk about whether a low-tox home is right for you. Stay tuned.
Well, Mama, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here with us again this week. Before you go, please make sure you hit that follow button so you get notified of all the new episodes that are coming up. And head on over to the Thriving Mompreneurs Facebook community and join us there.
In our thriving community, you will be connected with other business and family-minded mamas looking to feel fulfilled and energized within their lives, and you will be able to start implementing some of the tools we talked about right here on this podcast with some amazing accountability. All right, mama, we will see you at the same time, same place next week, and remember, you were made to thrive. See you next time.